Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, we're here live waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Coming up, we're going to have a guest on talking about what happened up there at that Goose Creek school with the police dogs and the searches and the drawn guns and the class action suit that's been filed. Dwayne Green of Charleston is their attorney. He'll be joining us here in a few minutes. And I've got a bunch of other Big Brother police state news. Knowing is half the battle, folks. We're here exposing it. But right now, let's go to the calls. Matt in Louisiana, go ahead. You're on the air.
This isn't what I'm going to talk about, but just hearing your last caller, whenever I hear the word shadow government, why in the world couldn't they have gotten a better name? I mean, if you heard so, if it weren't so serious, it sounds comical.
Yeah, and this is a great point. Why did the Bush White House come out and go, the shadow government is now in control? They want it to sound ominous. Homeland Security is meant to sound ominous. The black ski masks are meant to scare us. They're meant to scare those of us in the know and doubly dumb down the idiots out there.
Well, I tell you what, Homeland Security is getting scarier today. Have you heard what Tom Ridge, this is why I'm calling, did you hear what Tom Ridge told a Miami audience yesterday?
What did I have an article on that, and I have not read it even myself yet. I printed it off as I ran out the door. What did he say?
There's an article today in the Sun Sentinel, yeah. Miami-Dade County News, by a writer called Tanya Weinberg. And last night in Miami, of all places, Tom Ridge was talking for a nonprofit, a Council for Excellence in Government, and he straight out said he endorses legalizing undocumented immigrants. And this is a Homeland Security chief.
And Bush has said he wants blanket open borders, end of sovereignty. It's the Pan-American Union.
It's crazy. And then just to hear his double speech, there's a quote from a minute that says, quote, this is Tom Ridge, I'm not saying make them citizens because they violated the law to get here. So you don't reward that type of conduct by turning over a citizenship certificate. You determine how you can legalize their presence. Then, as a country, you make a decision that from this day forward, this is the process of entry, and if you violate that process, we have resources to cope with it.
If you get here, you're legal, kind of a super citizen, but that's okay. This is how we deal with it. That is amazing doublespeak.
And I saw this there today, and it's starting to get picked up by some other people, but I can send it to you because it needs
I actually do have the article.
Okay. Well,
but I mean, folks, think about this. The border stays wide open. They'll accept any fake matricula card from Poland or Guatemala or Mexico. But as citizens, we're going to have the Pentagon watching us.
I mean, for me, that is really... I was out in Colorado this summer listening to you every day on 1380, which was awesome, by the way. To not have to be on computer or shortwave right out there in the open. And, you know, when you started talking about that, it really all came home to me. Open borders, yet police us to death. I mean that's the one thing that for me really makes people click and say, wow, there is something to this.
And then you find the government funding the terrorist, having the motive. Bush now has James Baker running the hundreds of billions of dollars of Iraq spending and giving out the contracts. No bids allowed. I mean, this is just ridiculous corruption right out in the open. And now he says, Taiwan, we're cutting you loose.
Imagine
if Bill Clinton would have tried that.
Well, one, they would have, I mean, he was already getting called a commie. If he would have said that, good Lord. But, you know, we're going into one country to build a democracy, Iraq, allegedly. Another communist country wants to become a democracy. And, we say no, you gotta go back in with mainland China. It's just time and time again from every corner we're just hearing contradictory misinformation, and all you have to do is open up the newspaper.
But
and
again,
open your mind
again,
and you see it.
Then Jack, the average American doesn't even know what the First Amendment is or where Iraq is, but they'll form an opinion off watching Peter Jennings. We'll be back. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this third hour, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, to Providence, Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas, to Kansas City, Missouri, from Denver, Colorado, to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And last month, we started talking about the shocking video images out of South Carolina at Goose Creek in Berkeley County School District. Hundreds of children handcuffed on their knees, police pointing loaded guns at them, which, by the way, in some of the drills, they've shot children and other police. This is very, very, very dangerous. And I hope these law firms that are suing in the class action suit will do a LexisNexis search and pull up where they shot children. Up in Detroit, where they shot Cop of the Year in Fort Worth during one of these drills. This is very dangerous, and they know it. And then no drugs were found, but we're all guilty until proven innocent. Now new videos come out. It's on Infowars.com, on my website, where they had the vicious German Shepherd trained in drug interdiction and in attack dog techniques, grabbing and savaging a backpack on a child's back. And here's an article out of the Associated Press. Raid might have broken drug dog rules. They're supposed to take backpacks and jackets off of people. You're not supposed to put the dog on a human being because they have a good chance of biting them. And they knew that, but they also aimed guns at their heads, and no drugs were found. And by the way, most of the students were singled out, were black, 2/3 of them. I know we got a lot of callers on this subject. We're going to get to Jack and Chris and Mike and Frank and everybody. I'm joined by one of the lawyers, one of the attorneys, Dwayne Green, here on the show. And there's also some other big law firms have been involved, even the big tobacco suits, some heavy guns involved in this. And to give us details of what's really going on is Dwayne Green. And, Dwayne, I appreciate you taking time out to come on the show to help us expose this this miscarriage, this abuse of these young people.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Alex. I'm glad to be here. It's an important issue.
As this story develops, we learn more and more and more. There's dozens of cameras that caught this. We're only seeing snippets of it. What really happened that day?
Well, I think you summed it up very accurately, Alex. It was a normal day for most of the students who came to school that day. And the way that Berkeley County is there are rural areas that are mostly by African Americans, as you noted. But in this particular instance, they went to Stratford High School, and they didn't know, or the parents weren't alerted, that there was a drug raid, a drug sweep, to take place that day. If you've seen the video, it's shocking. It's very similar to what you might see on a cop's video if they go into a crack house or something. The difference is these weren't drug dealers. These were students, some honor students, some students with disabilities, white and black students. So
yeah, it's like a lockdown of a prison or something.
Most definitely. If you've seen the television show Oz, that's the only time I've seen people treated like that, and of course that was hardened criminals in the show, which of course is a depiction, but the real life in this instance was every much a bit as shocking. So what happened after that was the dogs came out. They did not clear the students. You've seen those handcuffs that they use on detainees in Iraq or in any of the places where the United States is abroad. Handcuffs the students. They were thrown to the ground. The dogs paroled the hall, snarling very close to the students' faces. Any student who just looked behind to see what was going on had a gun to the back of their head. Really tragic. They found no drugs. They didn't find anyone who had done drugs, and it all came because of the principal's suspicion that he had seen what he thought to be drug activity on one of the video cameras that they have monitoring the hall.
Now, according to the Associated Press, and this is just some of the video that was seen, a lot of it wasn't caught on tape, the dog, this vicious German Shepherd, began savaging the backpack. It grabbed it, and we've got the video, starts shaking it viciously. We've all seen that in police training films on TV. I know I'd be really mad if my child had a gun put to his head and then had a German Shepherd jumping on him. That is terrifying.
I think that's what we can all relate to. There's some people who are canine lovers, and God bless them, but when you have snarling dogs that are trained to attack, to train to be accomplices to police in their police activities, they're used to dealing with criminals. And, of course, they're meant to subdue the criminals, and to use that on high school students age 13 through 17, I think what's shocking is the imagination. What shocks the imagination is any one of our children going through that.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm not just saying this because two-thirds of the students singled out were black. I've seen film of South Africa in the 80s where they would have everybody line up on their knees and watching police dogs bite on people, and it's very akin to that.
Well, what you said is very interesting, and what we've looked at and what we found is, if you even think back to the 60s, the use of police dogs in those instances, but what shocks the conscience and what was very interesting was that not only black students were targeting, although this section of the hall was an entrance for the bus that was from a more rural and predominantly African-American area.
So it just so happens that a lot of black students were there, and it was, okay.
That's right. It was about two-thirds. There was about 107 students. Two-thirds were black, about one-third were white, and it shouldn't have happened to any children. So.
And it didn't seem that the barking dogs and the barking police that were yelling at them were singling out one group. They were just attacking basically everybody.
Well, they definitely had guns to everyone's heads, and what is very interesting, or everyone, black and white, we need to really see what those cameras show, and we're in the age where, fortunately, we have the ability to see what happened and not just have the accounts of students, and we all know that the cameras don't lie, but on that particular day, not only were there school cameras, there were police filming the procedure as well, so there's been a Freedom of Information Act request to the police to try to get that as well.
I was reading the police were trying to block that release.
They were, and of course, why would you block something unless you had something to hide? But
yeah,
think
that's what they always tell us.
That's very true. And we think in today's society, if what you're doing is proper, then you should be able to show what you did under the light of day. And if it passes constitutional muster, then there's nothing really to be worried about.
Well, and the government constitutionally has a higher standard because they have the force. The suit, what's being alleged here, I think the evidence is clear. And how are you going to win this thing and punish these people so they don't do it again? Because this is precedent setting. I study this, sir, and I want you to know, if you want me to get you into the info, my office can do it. This is going on all the time. It just so happened that we got the video in this case. So this is happening all over the place.
Well, we do hope this is a precedent that can prevent this from happening across the United States. But interestingly enough, the main thing we're looking for in this suit is injunctive relief. And as you're familiar with the federal courts, judges and juries have the ability, judges in particular, not only to award damages in the monetary sense, but also to declare certain actions unconstitutional and to say things like this shouldn't happen again. And that's examining it under the microscope of the Constitution. And
yeah, I want to commend your lawsuit, your class action suit, for stating that, that it's trying to have an injunction blocking further raids like this, because, I mean, folks, this would traumatize anybody, and I know it would outrage me. Now, you have their own, according to the Associated Press, their own guidelines, and these are national guidelines, but also local guidelines, not to let dogs alert on people who are wearing the backpacks, but they did this.
Precisely, and that's one of the most damaging bits of evidence to come out thus far. Whenever an institution, particularly a governmental entity, promulgates rules, regulations, that's meant to protect the students. And also it's meant to set a guideline for teachers, administrators, officers to follow if they enter the school. When police officers or anyone in a position of power violates their own guidelines, that goes against the very protections that we hope to have if we send our children off to somewhere safe and somewhere they're supposed to be protected. So you hit the nail on the head earlier on. You know, what if a gun had gone off? And lawsuits aren't about what if. It's about not letting this happen again. So,
well, sir, your staff can dig up hundreds of cases in the last decade, a bunch of cases right here in Texas where they're shooting cops and students doing this.
Well,
there's just no video of it, but I think that'll be useful in court to show the danger of what could have taken place.
Well, I think that's very important. What you see, and I don't want to bring it back to race all the time, but if you think about the Rodney King video or some of the other videos we see where someone's been beaten to death, seeing it on TV, I think, makes it strike home a little bit more than just hearing about these instances. And when these cases have happened before across the country, whenever a case goes forward, there's supposed to be a precedent set, a precedent so that if these actions are found unconstitutional, they won't happen again.
Well, we're also training our children how to be prisoners, and they're violating their rights. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about the articles where the schools are putting cameras in the bathrooms now.
Very much so, and it breeds a mistrust of authority. I think what most police look for when they walk their beats or they patrol a neighborhood is they want a trust, they want a connection, a relationship that's positive with the young people in that neighborhood. And if they go through instances like this where young people who are on the right side of the law are taught to fear the police or are treated in this manner even though they've done nothing wrong, it does set a dangerous precedent from the children's standpoint.
Well, yeah, they're not going to call the police when they know something's happening that needs to be exposed because they're going to be afraid.
That's true. And Alex, I think a very important point that also has been brought up is a lot of people looking at these videos are adults, and people looking at CNN, most teenagers don't usually look at CNN, but some do. But the people who went through this are aged 13 through 17, and I think when you look at the context of the effect this has on the students and why we want to prevent things like this, is children at that age are definitely at a more sensitive point in their lives than we adults. And though we might have some background or some knowledge of how police are, we generally trust police unless given reasons not to. This, for many students, obviously was their first impression of the police or their first experience. So that's really something that is
a
change.
Yeah, police are out giving themselves bad PR nationwide, and they need the support of the citizenry. Stay there, Dwayne Green. We're really honored to have you. He's part of the class action lawsuit, attorney at law. We're going to come back and take some calls. In fact, we have a caller from South Carolina. And we'll go to that caller. Also callers in Florida, Illinois, you name it. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about Collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, "What have you done?" And just tell them I went on Collagenate. I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. Why don't you see what Collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's not about left and right, folks. It's about right and wrong. The old cliche rings true. All over the country, police are being trained that we're basically their enemy. We don't have any rights. They bust in our door wearing their black ski mask without warrants. They set up checkpoints. They treat our children like prisoners. And I hope that that county is bankrupted, and I hope after there's a civil case that's won, even beforehand, I hope that people will file criminally against these police, because this was abuse, this was assault with those police dogs. Hey, how would those police like this happening to their children? This is not America when this type of garbage goes on. Now, I don't mean to get angry, but watching the film just disgusts me.
Better never do that to my children. That's all I can say. Dwayne Green is one of the lawyers leading up the case on this class action suit. And, Dwayne, we got a bunch of callers here. Charlie in South Carolina, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Alex, I was calling about another incident that happened over here. Did you hear about that one?
Which one?
About the shoot up there in Abbeville County near the Georgia line.
What happened?
Well, they took some of the land from them people, and they didn't pay them any money, so they were protesting it. Well, actually, I don't know the whole story, but anyway, they barged the door down, broke the door down. There was a shootout. Two deputies got shot. Okay, and I seen the kid, the younger guy. The father was 74. He got seriously shot up, and the son was on.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments for our guest?
Yeah. Well, the only thing I got to say is don't compare that school with Rodney King, because Rodney King was nothing but a criminal, and he was fighting he went after the police first of all, like the other guy just recently.
Right.
And there's no comparison.
I appreciate that. And I don't mean to compare the incident to Rodney King.
He's talking about the power of film.
The film, exactly. I was just showing that something that happened would not have made such an impact on the national conscience.
Yeah, well, you ought to go after these people for terrorism, because they terrorize the people. Isn't that a new law now, terrorism?
Thanks, Charles.
There's a lot of new rules under the Patriot Act, but we're looking at just basic assault, battery, false arrest, some of the causes of action that have been named in the complaint, and there's precedent out there that a police officer may be liable for assault if he or she uses greater force than necessary under the circumstances.
Hey, I guarantee you, if you put a cop down, put a gun to their head, had a police dog bite on their uniform, you'd be charged with assault. Let's talk to Frank in West Virginia. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to make a comment and ask you a question. I've got inside information. Here in West Virginia, police that are patrolling the schools under the, I believe that would be the Safe Schools Act, where your parent can't even walk into a school, go to the office. They have to ring the doorbell and buzz in before they can open the school for them. They've been trained that if there is any kind of a problem, such as an in-school shooting, that they're to be locked in, all the children,
yeah,
teachers,
that's been,
all the innocents
that's been in
be
the,
locked in with this murderer.
That, sir, that's been in the Washington Post. Yes, they will lock them in with the shooter, causing more deaths. Go ahead.
Yes, and it makes no sense, but I'm sure they'll have some kind of rationale for it, just as they have a rationale for Columbine and all the other things that they're doing to violate people's rights. Now, somebody who has their child in a public school, I don't understand why they would allow somebody else to care for their safety. I told one police officer, if I had a child in a school, and I don't, but if I did and I knew of a murderer being in there, I'd certainly go in there and there wouldn't be anybody stopping
me. Well, take Columbine. They sat out there for 4 hours.
Right. And
let me get a comment from our guest. We're almost out of time.
Well,
go ahead, sir.
Yes, the important thing, and I think you raise a very good issue, caller, the issue is whether or not there's a reasonable fear by the police that there are weapons in the school or there's a murderer or what have you, and what are the means you go about to affect whatever your goals are. In the instance where there's a suspicion of drugs, which is to be distinguished from deadly weapons, or someone who's known to be a murderer, what can the police reasonably do to promote the safety of the children? You raise a good point. Are leaving children locked up inside the school the way to do it? That's a issue that we need to look at. But certainly in this instance, what the problem is using more force than necessary given the circumstances.
Excessive force. Now, is that the rationale that they're using as an excuse, saying that, if drugs were involved, then there must be guns involved, and that puts us
police
in jeopardy?
Yes, that was the rationale.
So therefore, our main objective is to get home to our family's safety, and since we couldn't get an honest job, we're cowards, and we fear for our lives so much, we're going to use that as a rationale.
All right, we're out of time. Frank, we're going to let our guests go. We'll come back with Jack and Mike and Chris. Sir, I want to thank you, Dwayne Green, and I hope to have you back up as the case develops.
Thank you very much, Alex. Appreciate it.
Well, you're doing a good thing. We wish you well. We'll be right back, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
A good healthy heart is serious business. It's well known that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in America today, a cause that in a lot of cases could have been prevented. Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to help improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite drops and capsules may increase metabolism and heart muscle tissue, regulate heart rhythm, and improve oxygen and blood flow to the heart. Your healthy heart is up to you. The first step to a healthy heart starts with Cardivite. Call toll-free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowerhour.com for more information. Do your heart and body right with Cardivite. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, folks. We've got about 26 and a half minutes left. I'm going to take five more calls and launch into some of the news we haven't covered that's very important and recap of top stories. Let's go to these calls quickly. We'll go to Jack and Mike and Chris and John and Alan. That'll be it today. Jack in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, I just wanted to tell you and your listeners about an incident that happened to me here in Florida back during the last primary election. Here in Florida, most of our elections are held in buildings or usually churches as close to a particular district. I walked into the building. At the front of the building, there's two desks. The first thing the lady asked me says, "Are you a Democrat or are you a Republican?" Well, I said, "I'm neither one. I happen to be a Libertarian." She says, "Well, your name is not on the book. You cannot vote today." And I said, "Well, wait a minute. The U.S. Constitution guarantees me a right to vote." And she says, "No, not in the state of Florida it don't. If you do not have a candidate running on the ballot at that particular time, you cannot vote at that particular time." And so I just want to let you know what happened at this particular time.
Well, Florida has a handpicked Bush campaign contributor company that collates the names, throws people off that have different first names, same last names as any felon. So if there's any felon with the name Jones, nobody named Jones can vote. That's an actual real case, and it's just how they operate.
Yeah, but I was figuring, me being a registered voter, I'm registered in the state of Florida. Shouldn't I be able to vote at any time that voter
Yeah, you need to sue them. And you know, even if you lose and just spend $1,000 with the filings and stuff over the period, lots of lawsuits will certainly give them a big problem.
I imagine that would. What I'm going to do is we've got a primary coming up. I think it's in January. I think this time, if they'll let me get away with it, I'm going to try to take my video camera with me along with my next-door neighbor and see if I can film them or either get them on audio or something of this nature stating this. That way, you know, it's not my word against theirs.
Well, usually the League of Women Voters runs elections, and we've caught them stealing elections. They're lobbying that there be no paper ballots with the new Diebold and other voting machines. I mean, it's just... the average person isn't involved in voting, period, or how it even works. That's why we're losing our right to vote in this country.
I know. And radio programs like yourself here is what's helping people to wake up. And I'm glad that you have undertook this massive undertaking. And I'm sure your research crew there has to be outstanding to be able to come up with
these. You're looking at the research crew. I've been studying the globalists for years, and I research the news, and I know what the globalist battle plan is, so I know what their activities are going to be. Thanks for the call, Jack. Sorry that happened to you. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I have a question for you, Alex. I haven't been able to listen to your show. I've been out of town for a couple of weeks, and I have a question for you. I don't know if you've even touched base on this. Lately, my mom's heard this on a couple of the Christian stations locally here in the Chicago area, and I've actually read it in the newspaper. They're talking about this flu that's going to come out that's so bad. Now, the people that died in Denver area, the kids, now one died in Florida. Now, they said one died in Chicago. Tyler, they think, is linked to this nasty flu virus. And they're pushing all these flu shots. They're saying how they're all out of them. And then a doctor actually went up and said that, and this is nothing now. He says, 50 to 100,000 are going to die this year from the flu alone. And they said the next 5 to 10 years, millions are going to die because the flus are going to be so bad. What's your take on that, Alex?
We know that official government documents from Canada, the U.S., England, Australia call for engineering superflus to kill the population, to create fear, and to force people into taking flu shots that they then add other garbage to that can sterilize people, attacks the brain, causes an IQ reduction. I mean, they've been caught doing this. 2 years ago, the federal government dug up frozen bodies near the North Pole of whalers to get the influenza strain from 1917, 1918 that killed 40 to 45 million people. And suddenly they're now saying some super flu is going to show up and kill millions. And you notice that if you actually look at the statistics from flu deaths in the last 20 years, and I've seen that graph, they've gotten worse since we started the flu shot.
Right.
And they admit the flu shot can seep out the virus and get others sick. And it's just training us. The government puts in us what they want, when they want. Look at the smallpox shot. Look at the anthrax shot. It's the government setting a precedent to put things in your body forcibly. They had troops show up in Mesa, Arizona last year and just say, okay, kids, we've got those that haven't had shots from your shot records, line up. The Army's going to give you shots. That was in the Arizona Republic.
Right. It's problem, reaction, solution, Alex, is what it is with the shots.
Yeah, I wouldn't take any of their shots.
Absolutely not, Alex. But I think the dangers out there, it's kind of scary if the government has done what you had stated, and I believe they have, the super flu, then there are going to be a lot of deaths.
Well, the last couple of years, there's been about 35,000 people die of flu each year.
Right.
And normally it's the young, the old, or the infirm. If they're saying it's going to go up 50, 100,000, that is a huge increase. If they're talking about millions now, that is very, very scary. And, yes, I have those articles here. And, look, they couldn't get us to take the smallpox shot, couldn't get the states to pass that, couldn't get the police and firefighters and medical workers to take it. So now it's SARS is coming. We're going to have to round you up and put you in sports stadiums. That was the New York Times on Monday. It's all about the military has to get involved. We have to federalize. We have to arrest lots of people. It's just suddenly this crisis is here, and Homeland Security is going to help.
Yep. Alex, I'm going to send you a newspaper clipping. I just sent it to the 2001 South Lamar because I didn't get the chance to talk to your guest. But about a month ago, here locally in the town I live in, they had six police departments in the surrounding areas going to the high school, and they had canine units and everything doing drug searches in the high school unannounced. They said it was a big upheaval because the parents were very upset about
it. Yeah, no, what they've done is, see, the next 50 times you hear about it, we'll get more desensitized till it's no big deal to us. We're being trained, all of us, even if we hate it, to accept it. This stuff of putting kids down on the ground, putting guns to their heads just during drills has been going on for 4 or 5 years. And so, yes, this is going on everywhere, but go ahead and send me the clipping.
All right, Alex, thanks a lot for the show there.
You bet, I appreciate you. And the address to write to me is 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. 3001 South Lamar, Austin, Texas, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And so it's not Dose, it's Trace, 3001. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Kentucky and then John in Tennessee, and that's it for calls. Chris in Kentucky, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. You're absolutely right. I was gonna, very much what I wanted to talk about. I was going to ask your guest a question, but they have been doing newscasts here how the police are walking around the public schools. I work part-time in a public school. We don't have any there yet, but I know it's coming. And you're absolutely right. This is the conditioning. See, they're going to be nice, and then they're going to condition you to do all this, and then they're going to surprise them and say, this is okay. Then we're going to dumb you down and just condition these kids to accept it.
And, this and it's acclimating the cops that this is all normal.
Yeah, exactly. And the newscasts are saying this is okay.
Well, it's to keep our children safe.
And the terrorists out there, too. And, I mean, if, folks, get your kids out of the public schools. And, I mean, if you good parents out there are really, really concerned, get them out of the public schools and homeschool them or private school.
Well, then know. I might not be able to have the jet boat.
And they might not have that, and CPS will grab the kids, and you'll never see them again.
But that's okay. You'll have the jet boat.
Yeah. You'll have that. And you'll have all the other stuff that there's just, it's just such good stuff. I mean, this is what the new America's about.
Massive engineering to train us to be slaves. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Jack.
You bet. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
In Tennessee last week, a Scott County sheriff's deputy shot and killed another deputy in a drug raid. The house was a suspected meth lab. No weapons.
Yeah, I saw that article. Every 2 or 3 days, I read about a cop killing a cop. These SWAT teams, the statistical biggest danger is your own cops. So look in the mirror. Go ahead.
Yeah, the killer was the son of the sheriff, so they instantly announced no criminal charges would be pressed, but they waited 4 days to tell the public that it was a deputy who did the killing.
Well, you're lucky. In Austin, when cops kill cops, they just frame whoever's nearby.
Yeah, somehow the people fled and were able to tell their version of the story before that happened. Now, Desoxyn, D-E-S-O-X-Y-N, is a prescription drug for methamphetamine used for ADD for children, but it's safer than Ritalin because there's no cow milk in it. Now, in September in Tennessee, a SWAT team shot two innocent students at a college and killed the person feeding them free pizza and holding them hostage. That was Dyersburg Community College.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Yeah, that's a scourge. Hey, cops, you know, we don't have to fight you. You're just killing yourselves. Go ahead. Keep it up. I'm sad about it. You're your biggest own enemy.
Well, I want to say something about Rodney Glenn King. His name is actually Glenn King, not Rodney King, so the news couldn't even get that right. He was nearly beat to death over a bogus speeding ticket. Speeding tickets are civil summons to civil court. King was driving the world's slowest car, a Korean Hyundai Excel. The California troopers were a husband and wife team, and King pulled up behind them on a freeway off-ramp, so the cops used only their rearview mirror. No radar was used, and that bogus ticket killed 60 people, caused $1 billion property damage, and paid $3 million to King.
Well, certainly it can be handled better, but they've got to get the police where they're the enemies of the people. And I would just tell police, don't be part of it.
Well, they allege King was high on crack and all that stuff, and he wasn't. It turned out even that was a lie.
Well, I mean, King has been in a lot of trouble. He does. He's kind of an idiot.
Sure, but the police were more of a criminal than King.
Well, I just know this. We're in trouble as a country. And we're going to have to wake up and stand up and speak out against this. we have to have our voices heard. We're the people. It's our country. They work for us. We don't work for them.
Well, here in Knoxville, our own city government sued its own employees for racketeering and organized crime last week. They filed the case in state court regarding the towing contracts, the car theft rackets run by the police and the city government and the mafia towing contractors. So that's, they're in the civil court now with the DA.
I don't know about Knoxville, but about 3 years ago, and I read this article probably 20 times on air, I couldn't believe it. There were a bunch of articles and local newscasts, but the Washington Times had a three-part series where the police in uniform own the towing companies, you know, the lieutenants do. They will pull up, they were videotaped by a local news team in an investigation, pulling into a McDonald's, they stole a dozen cars, a man ran out and said, I'm parked a normal parking spot. They pulled a gun on him and said, go back in the McDonald's, and they take him to a chop shop and publicly steal cars. I mean, it's just, and they keep doing it. It's, we got machine guns, you don't, shut up.
Well, Mayor Giuliani's brother ran the largest, or uncle ran the largest car theft cartel in New York State, according to the Village Voice and the New York Daily News.
I know, but they're just a bunch of mobsters. It's just incredible. There are leaders. There are saviors. They keep us safe. Thanks for the call. Just disgusting. Listen to this. This is the Patriot Act, folks. They're going after topless bars, county commissioners with it for zoning laws. They're going after marijuana dealers. And this is out of the Lansing State Journal on Infowars.com. It says, getting a loan, Big Brother wants to know. And this was the writer, Mr. Schindler, writing about this for the newspaper. When a credit union official told Bill Simpson that the U.S. Attorney General was interested in his son's $8,000 car loan, Simpson wondered, half whimsically, is his son should have bought a Chevy instead of a Honda. My guess, Simpson said, is that since it's a foreign car, maybe John Ashcroft thinks my son is going to load it with weapons of mass destruction and distribute them to Al-Qaeda cells around the country. Bill Simpson and his son, Ian Simpson, are members of the Eaton County Education Credit Union. Ian recently applied for a car loan, which was going to the local car dealer. Bill went along to supervise. At some point in the process, the loan officer started talking about federal government's interest in the transaction. I thought he was joking, Bill Simpson said, but he assured me he wasn't. And it says, new order. Of course, the government's concern has nothing to do with the brand of the vehicle. It has everything to do with the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Kenneth Hubber is treasurer and manager of Simpson's Credit Union. He explained how two post-September 11th events changed things for American financial institutions. The first was President Bush's executive order requiring all financial institutions to block all assets held in the names of individuals or organizations identified as being associated with terrorist groups. The second event was the USA Patriot Act, passed by Congress, a provision that law requires financial transactions to know who they are doing business with. So, see, everybody being spied on. This requires extra verification of identity of people opening new accounts. Folks, I would tell you that illegal aliens walk up with no ID and get bank accounts. The big apartment complexes have had their managers told at big corporate meetings. I mean, I have friends personally, folks, who manage big complexes, that illegals, no ID, no nothing, let 10 of them stay in the two-bedroom. But if it's an American citizen, they got to jump through all the hoops. That's the new America, folks. And it's incredible. And it gets even worse. It talks about people going to restaurants being spied on. It says, Hubber agreed that the law's new requirements are very consuming and expensive for the credit union, but as far as Bill Simpson is concerned, that's the least of it. He called the intervention ridiculous and an invasion of privacy. It's really none of their business that we borrowing money, he said. It's really pretty scary. You bet it is. Folks, no more warrants, no more financial privacy, no more nothing. An act of terrorism is any misdemeanor, okay? Section 802. Section 802 of H.R. 3162. And they want to pass Patriot Act 2. They're already implementing Patriot Act 2 without passing it. This is the reality. And here's an article. China, U.S. to share banking information. The Mercury News, we're going to give them information on us. They're going to give us their information. That's out of the San Jose Mercury News. This is the type of country that we are now living in this constitutional republic. And Israelis give a course in urban warfare. Taipei Times, Israeli counterinsurgency specialists have been sent to Fort Bragg to teach U.S. Special Forces how to keep an unruly Iraqi population under control. They've been doing it for years, how to keep us under control. Israeli advisors are helping train U.S. Special Forces in aggressive counterinsurgency operations in Iraq, including the use of assassination squads against guerrilla leaders. And we read the article yesterday out of the New York Times where they kidnap people's children. Terrorist suspect children are being kidnapped and being held as hostages. Now, that's admitted by the Army colonel who gave the interview. Torture, they're telling us, is good. Kidnapping children is good. And police dogs jumping on your children is good. Putting guns to their head is good. Having no freedom or no liberty is now good. No, it's not. Video cameras in school showers and bathrooms put there by the government, federally funded, is not freedom. I'm going to hit some other news I haven't covered and recap some of the top stories in this final five-minute segment. We're accelerating towards Infowars.com, the website. Please stay with us. Stay the course.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my, I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Before I end this show, I do want to remind all listeners, especially that are in South Texas, that I'll be in Houston this Saturday at the Alamo Drafthouse Movie Theater at the West Oaks Shopping Center in Houston, Texas, showing 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. I'll give a speech, have a question and answer. Then I'm going to show John Carpenter's They Live, a double feature. Buy your tickets online by linking through to the Alamo Drafthouse website at Infowars.com, or get there a little bit early to make sure you get tickets, because it sold out at the start time last time. But you should be able to get in if you get there a little bit early. I hope to see everybody there. That's this Saturday, Houston, Texas. Also, if you want to get the films we're talking about, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, other titles like Eric Hufschmidt's new video, Painful Deceptions Concerning 9/11, the Loss of Liberty video about what really happened to the USS Liberty, we're carrying that as well. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to link through our secure online shopping cart. The films are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. Order three or more of any of the titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. The new book is Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, that I published by Paul Watson. It's excellent. Go to Infowars.com to order, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And your purchase also supports this show. They make great gifts. You're authorized to make copies of them for nonprofit, not for sale purposes. My goal is to spread the word, and they're the best tool we found to wake folks up. And they're amazing. You won't be disappointed. AP, Iraq to stop counting civilian dead. The White House has ordered the government there to not keep track of dead civilians killed by the U.S. military. Again, total tyranny, folks. Total cover-up. White House defends bid policy in Iraq. Oh, they won't allow bids, folks. The White House on Wednesday firmly defended a new policy barring companies from countries opposed to the Iraq war from bidding on the $18.6 billion in reconstruction contracts. James Baker, by the way, runs that. The Pentagon policy prevents companies from U.S. allies such as France, Germany, and Canada from bidding on those contracts because their governments oppose the U.S.-led war. That's a smokescreen, folks. U.S. companies don't even get the contracts. Only a handful do, like Bechtel and Dyncorp and Halliburton. Listen to this. Imagine living in England. Jail cut for man who stabbed burglar to death. Oh, how gracious of them. A man jailed for 5 years for stabbing a burglar to death had his sentence cut to 3 years by a court of appeal today. The Lord Chief Justice, Lord Wolfe, ruled that although the jury had been right to find Barry Lee Hastings guilty of manslaughter at the Old Bailey trial in October last year, there were special circumstances which allowed him to cut the prison term. The father from Wood Green, North London, who launched his attack after finding Roger Williams in the home of his wife and children, is now likely to be released in 3 months' time. So think about this. They go, yeah, it's illegal to defend yourself. The Lord goes on to say that. The Lord. But, you know, he's already served a year or so in there, so we're going to let him out. Folks, they arrest people every time they defend themselves. I see it every week. That's what they want to do here, folks. That's what they want to do here. I'm not going to put up with it. The Supreme Court has upheld campaign destruction of First Amendment reform. Well, it really did. And so that's developed there. And Bush is cutting Taiwan loose, calling it the status quo. It's not the status quo. We have a treaty with them since 1949. Clinton could have never done this, but Bush the neocon, the whore of the New World Order, can. The gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, missile-secret-selling creature continuing the New World Order policy of arming all our enemies to bring us into World War III, institute the national draft, and implement total martial law. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, and I'll see you in Houston on Saturday. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.